All right, welcome. This is Marlon Sanders. And I'm excited because this is module one of the round table. And today I have so much in store, so much planned, and it's going to be entirely awesome. I can't wait to get into it. I know you can't either, so we're going to go ahead and just jump right in. What you see in front of you here is a safe, a vault. What that means is this. There is a combination. And if you can dial in this combination, there is money behind that vault. There is an internet lifestyle behind that vault. But as you can see, there are two large dials on this safe with numbers. There are four numbers that you have to dial in to unlock this safe. It is my job, my pleasure, and my task and my privilege over the next 6 weeks to assist and help all of you to dial in those four numbers and unlock your safe. Now that's exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. How many of you are excited about the idea of unlocking this safe beginning today? Go ahead and raise your hand. For those of you listening in the future by video, obviously you'll not be able to raise your hands, but just to give you an idea, people online right now on this webinar have raised their hands, showing, yes, they want the combination. You want the combination to unlock this safe. That's what I'm going to be demonstrating and showing you today. How to unlock this safe. And there's really so much I have to cover. So we're not going to spend a lot of time in preamble, because I want to make sure our time together is efficient, that I don't go over our allotted time. And so let's go ahead and jump right in. Right here is the master key. These are the four things you've got to dial in to the safe in order to unlock it, to dial into the vault. Now, first of all, you have to have your intended customers. Now, those are the people, in the old days you would call them, in old school marketing, we call them target audience. Today's terminology, I call them intended customers. So you got your intended customers. Now, there are four things that you've got to dial in, four elements. And when you hit these four elements right, the safe unlocks. Now, several of you said, well, so one person said, well, Marlon, I believe it was Patricia. Well, Marlon, you know, is this appropriate to what I'm doing? Because I want to blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, because I don't care what you sell or who you sell to or what business you're in. Don't care if you sell ice cubes to Eskimos or whatever. You've got to dial in the right combination of these four elements. Now, by the end of today's call, I'm not going to explain what these four elements are, how they work, some of my recommended combinations, but I'm also going to show you a mathematical formula that you haven't seen before to actually do this in a scientific method, because we actually have on the call one or more people who are doctors. Now, you don't have to be a doctor to understand what I'll show you later. But it's very cool because there's only so many combinations of these four variables. And I'm going to show you how to dial in different combinations of these four variables, these four elements, these four numbers. call them numbers, until you get the one that unlocks your own personal safe. So I read the responses to the questions that many of you sent in that I'd given you from our quick start call. And I heard things like, well, you know, I've been trying, or I have, say, 50 people on my list, but no one has bought yet. Some hadn't done anything yet. Some said, I just, you know, I feel so overwhelmed. I'm trying to start this thing, and boy, there just seems so many options and so many things. I just feel overwhelmed. Well, let me just simplify it for you. You got four things you got to dial in. What these intended customers buy, where to find them, the price point, and how they're sold. Now, let me ask you this. You say, you know, I've heard there's so many options, there's so many things, and nothing's worked for me. Well, you only got four numbers to dial in. What they buy, where to find them, the price point, how they're sold. Now, today, I'm going to show you how to get these four things. Today, I'm going to show you, for all four of these, where you get the answers. Now, over the 6 weeks, we'd really delve in depth into them. But today, I'm going to show you where you get the answers. So you're going to leave today having an assignment to send me the answers to what they buy, where to find them, the price point, and how they're sold. Now, let me ask you a question. Because you all came on the call today. You put your faith, your trust, and your money in me. And I thank you for that. Now, let me ask you a question in return. If by the end of 6 weeks, you can know what the intended customers buy, your intended customers, where to find them, the price point, and how they're sold, and how to put together your own pitch to sell them that way, will your 6 weeks that you invest with me have been very well worth the money? If you agree to that, please raise your hand again. Okay, I see one or two people without hands raised. Because I don't know what else I could tell you during this 6 weeks that would be worth anything for you. Because this is the key to the vault. If you're looking for some other key to the vault, then you're looking in the wrong place. Because once you dial in these four numbers and unlock the safe, you just scale it up. And that, you know, the thing I promised in the 6 weeks is that you'll leave with a personalized blueprint to go from 0 to 50 G's. Well, that personalized blueprint has four chunks. What they buy, where to find them, the price point, and how to sell them. Now, I'm going to show you how to isolate this into all the possible combinations and actually scientifically test it if you so desire. You don't have to do it that way. But if you're the numbers kind of person, you'll even be able to do that. So there won't be a shadow of a doubt in your mind that you're approaching it in the absolutely most efficient manner possible. Now, I promised a number of examples today, and we're going to get into those, of how this formula works. But first, let me explain the basic formula. Who are the intended customers? Those are the people that you intend to buy from you. Because you can have people buy from you, or you can be trying to sell to people who are not your intended customers. That's not what we want. We want to sell to people that we intend to be our customers. Now, you've got to know, this is what I call the basic formula. You got to know what they buy, at what price point they buy, from what media, meaning where do you find them, right? Where do you find these people? What media, what websites, blogs, or whatever? Via what pitch or sales message? Now, listen to me. Listen. Those of you who emailed me, and again, if you're watching this in the future by video, I realize you didn't email me, but the people live on this webinar did. And the people that emailed me, and some of you said, Marlon, you know, I've tried this or I've tried that, and I just haven't been successful yet. or blah, blah, blah. Now, not everybody said that, but some of you said that. Well, the reason you haven't been successful so far is because of this. For your intended customers, you either don't know what they buy, you don't got the right price point, you don't know from the right media they're buying it, or via what sales pitch or message. By the end of the day, you're going to know how to get these answers. I can't get those answers for you. Well, Marla, just give me the answers. I can't give you the answers because I don't know your intended customers. Only you know your intended customers. Some of you sell to people offline. Some of you want to get money for a nonprofit or an idea, whatever it is. This is the basic formula, period. End of story. You must unlock the formula of getting new customers, or for example, if you're in a nonprofit business, your customers are donors, new donors. But this is the formula. You see, a lot of people start out and they got all these other ideas of what they got to be doing in their business, and I got all these things and I feel so overwhelmed with these options, or whatever the case scenario case may be. I'm just bringing that one up because that's what a few people emailed me. Well, guess what? You got one formula you got to unlock, how you get new customers. And if you unlock the how you get new customers formula, where you get them from and so forth, then all you do is scale up to make 50,000 or 500,000. Now, to reach a million or two, you got to dial in a couple, maybe another formula for a couple other places to find them. Or maybe you got to do that to go to 100,000 or quarter million or whatever. But this is the magic sauce. Now, everything hinges on that one thing. It's a combination of four elements. When you dial in the right combination, guess what? You get sales. So let me give you the rocket science answer to success that you've been striving for, seeking for, searching for, up night about. You keep dialing combinations of the four things until you get sales. You don't got sales yet. You need to keep dialing the combination until the vault unlocks. You do not need highly advanced marketing methods until you unlock the basic formula. It's the single most important thing you'll ever do in your business. There is nothing else. Did you hear that? There is nothing else. Nothing else more important than getting your formula for getting new customers down pat. There is nothing else. Well, Marlon, what about this? What about that? What about that? What about that? There is nothing else other than unlocking this formula. You say, well, what about this and that or the other? The question is, did it unlock the vault? If it did, it's the right answer. If it didn't unlock the vault, it's the wrong answer. Try another combination. You only got four elements to put into combinations to unlock the vault. That's all you got to think about. What are intended customers? Because I keep talking about this thing, the intended customer, right? Well, what are these intended customers? Well, let's go ahead and get into that here. What are these intended customers? Because, you know, I'm saying you got to unlock these four things for your intended customers. Somebody asked, am I going to teach you to scale? I'm going to teach you exactly what I promised to teach you, which is how to get to 50 G's. That's what I promised. Yeah, we had this in my first Quick Start webinar. People asked me, did I promise, am I going to do this or that or the other? And what I'm going to do is just what I promise. And I promise to show you how to go from scratch to potentially 50 G's. There are no guarantees you'll hit 50 G's. This is a business. All business involves risk. That's the possibility gain and the possibility of loss. But the point is, if you understand the combination and how to unlock the vault, I'm going to give you what you need to know to get to your 50 G's. That's what I'm going to give you. But you're going to see, it's going to be fairly clear how to go beyond that. All right. What are intended customers? People who are, now listen to me. This is critical that you understand this. See, some of you, in fact, it's interesting that question about scaling up. You ain't got to worry about scaling up. Do you follow me? That's already like not really the question you want to be asking yourself. How do I scale up? You don't need to scale up. You ain't got your basic formula. Once you got your basic formula and you're doing 50 G's, Then you think a little bit more about scaling up. You see, you don't need to get answers to questions that don't exist yet. You don't need to solve problems that don't exist yet. If you're not doing 50 G's, then scaling up is not your issue. Your issue is finding your basic formula. Once you have the basic formula, all you do is you keep repeating it, and that's how you scale up. But it just involves, and we'll talk about outsourcing some, but scaling up basically involves just having some more staff, possibly an office, depending how big you want to scale up to. But basically, it's just repeating that formula over and over. But if you never get the formula, you can't repeat it. You can't repeat what you ain't got. Most people ain't got the formula to unlock their safe, so they can repeat it all they want. They can repeat zero a million times. They still got zero at the end of the day. So you got to have this basic formula. Intending customers. These are people who already have a proven track record of buying products and services similar to yours over and over again. Preferably also joining recurring billing programs and buying the larger price tags that we call big tickets or back end. The front end is what we call the initial sell. That's the front end. The back end is everything you buy after the initial sell, the follow-up, the repeat business. Follow the logic. You sell to people who already buy things similar to yours at price points similar to what they already buy it right now, using sales message similar to what they are proven to respond to over and over again. This is your starting point. Well, Marlon, ain't anybody buying something similar to what I got to sell? Well, then you probably are on the wrong track. Now, experienced entrepreneurs can launch in, and people who are very, very well capitalized and afford to make a lot of mistakes, they can launch in with something nobody's buying anything like it, like the iPhone. Before the iPhone, it didn't exist. Before the iPad, didn't exist. Yeah, if you're Apple and you got the best marketing people in the world, you got a ton of capital, yeah, you can do that. Most people don't got that. So it's real simple. You sell to people who are already buying things similar to what they're already buying at price points similar to what they're already buying with sales messages similar to what they're already buying. That is ground zero. If you say, I can't do that, then you better think long and hard about your plan because you're probably fixing to lose money. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but you better be prepared to lose the money and the time you're investing. If you're not emotionally, mentally, and financially prepared to lose it, then you better think twice. Because the starting point is finding people who already buy stuff, preferably over and over, preferably big tickets. Finding out what media they use to buy it from, I'll explain that, and what sales messages they respond to over and over. If customers don't buy, you've got to ask, what are they already buying, at what price points, via what sales messages, delivered via what media? And if you're not selling and the other people are, then you're deviating from one of the four elements of the combination. Does that make sense? If that makes sense, let me erase the hands here. Let me find the hands here. And I know I'm repeating myself some, but it needs to be repeated. If what I just said makes sense about if you're not selling, it's because you're missing one of the four elements of the combination. Raise your hand. I'm not seeing hands raised from a few of you. That's a concern. Because, again, there's only four elements. There's only four parts of this formula, right? So if they ain't buying from you, you're missing one of the four parts. Does that make sense? All right, good. Because there's only four elements in the formula. So if they don't give you money, one of your four elements is screwed up. All right, let's move on because we got a lot to cover. Find out what your intended customers buy, how much they pay, where they hang out, That's the media, where they hang out at. Who has lists of these people? What offers they respond to? The key to finding your intended customers is to find the people who already have lists of your intended customers and already sell to them. Now, is that rocket science? No. Who's already selling to them? Who's already got the list? That's how you find those suckers. All right, I'm going to give you about 13 examples from different businesses. I keep doing that. Sorry. That's my coaster I'm setting my glass on, sticking to the bottom of my cup. I'm going to give you about 13 examples from different industries of different friends that I have who dialed in this formula in a vastly different number of ways, and then I'm going to narrow it down to what I'm advising you to do, but I just want to give you a bunch of examples of different friends who dialed in this formula different ways. Friend number one, sells to investors, where he finds. He does direct mail lists of people who buy investment products and are already on investment direct mail. So direct mail buyers, and he also bids on Google pay-per-click words and banners. Price point, initial sale, $39 back in, $7,500 software program, and a $200 a month membership site. How does he sell? Sells him a $39 book, and the book sells the software. He also sends out direct mail to buyers, does no webinars or hardly ever any, no teleseminars. It's basically a direct mail business, but he also does the banners and the PPC and does some online selling. That's friend number one. That's his combination that he dialed in. That's a $1 million business right there. $1 million business. Friend number two, investors burned out on the stock market looking for something newer and safer. Where does he find them? Google pay-per-click. Price point, $3,000. How are they sold? Monthly webinar. Different formula. Sold different. Different price point. No direct mail, but does use Google PPC and a little bit different intended customers because he's looking for investors who are burned out on the stock market. It's a different combination he dialed in. But that's a $500,000 a month business. Friend number three, intended customers, business opportunity seekers, where to find, direct mail list of opportunity seekers and buyers, price point, initial sell, $59, follow-up sales, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, and actually $25,000. How are they sold? $59 products sold by direct mail. Everything else is sold on the phones. Telemarketers, call them up and sell them, believe it or not. That's a $40 million a year business right there. You know, he dialed in a formula. Friend number four dialed in a different formula. Dentists who want to grow their practices, where to find? Seminars dentists are required to attend. You'll find them there because they're required to attend and get so many hours. Price point, thousands and thousands of dollars. How are they sold? Speak at the seminars for free. Offer a free report in exchange for a business card. Call them up and sell them something. That's a formula he dialed in. Friend number five, intended customers, internet marketers who want a conservative, no-hype approach. Where to find? Primarily search engine optimization on Google and joint ventures. Price point, $37 a month, then $1,000 or more for individual coaching and some other courses. Household, articles on a blog going to sales letters and videos from the sidebar of the website. And if you want to look at the website, there it is, terrydean.org. Terry Dean's a friend of mine. That's the formula he's dialed in and has running like a machine. Different combination. Other people selling internet marketers got different combinations, different ways they're selling them, different price points, different ways of finding them. Tenant customer, friend number six, magicians. Actually, this isn't a friend. This is just a company I know. Magicians. Where do they find them? Dominantly, from what I've seen, pay-per-click and then just word of mouth among magicians. Price point, $29 to probably $50 a trick for the most part. How are they sold? Really, really, really slick videos on their website and also email marketing. You can go to penguinmagic.com. You'll find them. Their PPC method is they bid on the names of tricks and the names of magicians. So if you bid on the names of tricks and the names of famous magicians, you'll probably see penguinmagic.com. Example number 7, intended customers, investors, health enthusiasts, business opportunity seekers, and writers. Where to find pay-per-click organic SEO from tons of articles and content? How so? Daily articles sent out via email with embedded links to sales letters. Price point, $39 to $97, then $1,000 to $5,000 on up. And here's some websites for you: dailyreckoning.com, investmentu.com, dailywealth.com. Again, this is not a friend. Actually, this is an example. Well, Rich Sheffrin used to be involved with these people, and I know Rich, but I guess he has a loose relationship with them. Example number 8, real estate investors. Where to find organic SEO via organically growing review sites. In other words, people go onto these review sites and post their own reviews of the different products. But he gets the people to opt in for a free teleseminar or webinar, teleseminar, I don't remember which it is. And then every week, he has someone else come on the teleseminar or the webinar and sell them something for $2,000 to $6,000. And he makes an affiliate commission that's probably half, so $1,500 to probably $3,000. Basically, he's got no customer service, no support, no products. And a weekly webinar and work on his organically growing SEO, which doesn't really take a lot of work. That's a great formula, not an easy formula to pull off. I don't have any other friends that do that formula because of this right here. He's just really good at that and has tricks and secrets that he really doesn't tell anyone. Although he did speak at Yonex event and revealed some of his secrets. Sample number 8, sugar glider pet buyers. There's a thing called sugar gliders. If you go to Google search sugar glider pet buyers, you'll find them. My friend did organic SEO on keywords like sugar gliders, blah, blah, blah. Price point, $55 to $400 and up for cages, supplies, and all kinds of stuff for the people that buy these sugar gliders, which are little animals that kids love. Household, websites, and he does road shows in different cities. If you want to see some examples of all the kinds of stuff, just search sugar gliders. Got a few more examples, then we'll move on. Tenant customers, guys who want to meet women, where to find? YouTube video where he got 200 opt-ins a day at the height of that business. Price point, he sold a $2,000 product that was a product launch. Household, he sent out emails that went to online videos, PDF reports, sales letters, and case studies. I don't know if this business is still operational or not. The website is still there, area51lifestyle.com. That's a different formula. Found them on YouTube. Right now, I have a friend, John Alanis, who sells to this same market. John finds him in karate magazines from full-page ads, believe it or not. But if you get, like, Black Belt magazine and look in there, you'll see a full-page ad on how to get women to approach you by John Alanis. And his website's womenapproachme.com. His price point's entirely different. It's like the first sell is, I think, $200 or $300. And it's mostly sold by direct mail. Completely different formula he dialed in. Formula 11, martial arts, personal fitness freaks, where to find karate magazines, pay-per-click banner ads, price point $40 on up, including membership sites, big ticket seminars, household, opt-in or low price purchased and daily emails. MattFury.com if you're not familiar with Matt. Friend number 12, internet marketers are the intended customers, where to find other marketers lists via ad swaps. Price point, affiliate offer for $100 a month, household, a video by the merchant that he links to via the affiliate offer. That person is Jit Upall, and I believe it's getstartedonlinefast.com or Jit, J-I-T, Upall, U-P-P-A-L. But I think his site's getstartedonlinefast.com. Like a lot of other people sell to internet marketers, but they got a different way to find them. They don't use ad swaps. They got a different price point because this is a $100 a month recurring billing affiliate offer by Lee McIntyre, and Lee sells it by video. So again, just a completely different formula that he tested and dialed in. All right. And this is the last example. Internet marketers. Where do you find them? On list of affiliates with two-level by two-level a program to key affiliates. Price point, $100 a month. Online videos from email. And that's Lee's site there that Jet promotes. And it's getmoremomentum.com. But Lee went out, found a whole bunch of affiliates that promote him and made some of them two-level. I guess some of them not. But it's just, that's his formula. Very different from Terry Dean's formula. Very different from my formula. All right. Say, Marlon, that's all well and good. But where am I going to find my intended customers? That's all good that you showed me those formulas. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what you need to find. Some of you say, well, I don't even have a target market yet. I ain't got my intended customers yet. You need to find a group of people who have a proven track record of buying products, who buy on a monthly basis via recurring billing, or buy coaching programs, and or buy big tickets, and or buy online, preferably, but you can still sell offline, and or buy things that can be digitally delivered is my personal preference. Like if I just would wave the magic wand and say, here's what you need, I would say, personally, go find people with a proven track record of buying info products, who do recurring billing, who buy coaching programs, who buy big tickets, courses, home study courses, DVD programs, who buy them online, and who buy things that can be digitally delivered. Preferably, if you're just starting out finding your target audience, your target market, your intended customers, and you're brand new, you need to find people that you like, that you identify with, got something in common with you in terms of your age, your background, your interests. Now, if you're stuck on this point, don't worry. I'm going to be providing you a special video that I'll be recording shortly that helps you find your target market and your product ideas. So if you're brand new and you're kind of stuck on that, don't sweat it out. We'll come along and give you more help. All right. How to come up with product ideas. I'm going to boil this down and give you the simplest method you've ever heard for coming up with product ideas. There is no simpler method that I know of. You find out what they're already buying. You make it simpler, number one, or you make it faster, number two, or you make it more proven and surefire with less risk, number three. You don't need to do all three. Take what they're already buying and either make it simpler, make it faster, or make it more proven. Great example of this is my pal Jason Flatlian, who takes internet marketing things and makes them faster. You know, he has like how to put up your own membership site in, I don't know, 10 minutes or an hour or something, you know. How to write an article in 10 minutes or 6 minutes or less or something. Fast. Now, I've tried to hit more on simple with my dashboards. Some people hit more on proven and surefire with less risk. I also do that with my evergreen appeal. But that's it. Just take what people are already buying, come up with something that's simpler, something that's faster, or something that's more proven and surefire and has less risk. Now later, when we get to the product module, we'll go in depth into this and I'll teach you about how to create a superior selling experience using a value proposition. But listen, if you're just starting out, keep it simple. If all you do is sell people what they're already buying and you improve on it by either making it simpler, faster, or more proven, we already put the odds of success in your favor because they're already buying it. You just made it better. It's a great formula. Now, how do you find your intended customer? Step one, you're going to access affiliates who already have SEO, pay-per-click, and list of your intended customers. Step two, to find the affiliates, you're going to go to online forums and look for people who have lists. Step three, set up a Gmail or Yahoo account and get on every list you can of people selling similar products or services. Step four, join Facebook groups of people who are likely to buy your products and services. This means that you need, and I already talked about this in the quick start, but you need two Gmail accounts. One, you join every affiliate program that you can that sells similar products or services to your intended customers. The second Gmail is you join the squeeze pages, the email capture pages on every website you can that sells similar products and services, competitive products and services. You just join all of them because those people are your potential affiliates because they're already selling stuff like you're selling or going to be selling. Same thing with the affiliate Gmail account. These people can all be your affiliates because they already got an affiliate program and they already understand how the game works. Now, let's do another hand raise. How many of you will say yes? Before next week, I'm going to access affiliates, find affiliates, meaning companies with an affiliate program. Well, I'm going to find the affiliates who already have SEO, PPC, and lists. I'm going to find them by going to online forums. I'm going to set up a Gmail account, get on their list, and join face groups of people who are likely to buy products and services. I'm going to set up a couple Gmail accounts if y'all haven't already. Now, if you've already done it, you can raise your hand. Or if you haven't done this yet, but you'll commit to doing it, raise your hand right now. So, in other words, anyone who's selling a similar product or service as an affiliate, you can get on their mailing list. I might just have one Gmail for people who are selling products as an affiliate. Another Gmail for people that are running affiliate programs selling similar products and services. And a third one just to get on everybody's mailing list. If you'll do that or if you've already done it, raise your hand if you'll commit to it. Now, I see a bunch of people here haven't raised their hand or maybe you took your hands down. If you don't commit to this, then you're not committing to dialing in the formula for your vault. You started out the call saying, yeah, Marlon, I want to dial in the formula and lock the vault. Well, this is how you do it. You got to find the intended customers and the people who sell to them because they're going to be your affiliates. That's where you're going to get your traffic from. So if you're willing to go ahead and commit to doing this in the next week, raise your hand. Or if you've already done it, raise your hand. All right, cool. Thank you for those of you who have committed. Thank you. For those of you who haven't committed, you know, you're only going to dial in the formula by committing and taking some action. All right, let's move on. How to find intended customers. I'm going to give you an example. This URL right here, themagiccafe.com/forum/index.php. That's an example of a forum that's a special interest forum. And you can go there and click around and you'll find and see signature links, which are the little links at the bottom when people post on the forum. Most forums allow you to have a little link to your website or your blog or whatever. So step one, you go and you find in forums and you find, so you go to the forum, look at the post. You find the signature links to blogs and websites. Step two, on the blog or website, you look for links to email squeeze capture pages. You know, free report, free video, free audio. And you want to opt into that using one of those Gmail accounts you set up. Step three, on the blog or website, look for banner ads selling products. Click those banner ads. Go to the email capture page. Join it. Look at the bottom of sales pages for links to affiliate programs. Join them. This is research, but it's absolutely positively critical in finding the people that sell to your intended customers, in finding the price point they used to sell to them, and finding the sales message they used to sell to them. Absolutely positively critical. All right, here's an example. This is a website, eillusionist.com. And if I was setting up my Gmail, I'd go here and subscribe. I would get on their email capture page. I'd add them to my Facebook. I'd hit up their MySpace, and I'd join their Twitter on my Twitter. Now I'm plugged into them, and I can see what they're selling to their customers, the pitch they're using, how they're pitching them, the price point they're using to pitch them. Someone just did the free research for me. All right, another method. How to find the keywords your buyer use. Step one, use Google External Keyword Tool. You go to just all you do there is go to this URL or just go to Google and type in keyword tool or external keyword tool. And then just type in a URL. Like in this case, I'm using eillusionist.com since I'm a magician. And this brings up the keywords. And I can see the monthly searches here on these keywords. So that's step one. Step two, download the keywords. There's a little download link right there in Google External Keyword, and you can download all 100 keywords. Step three, type in the URLs, the keywords. I'm sorry, I said URLs, but the keywords that you find. I got those steps mixed up. You do your search that I showed you. Here, you get like this, cool online magic tricks. Then the next step is you go to Google, you type in cool online magic tricks. You find the websites, blogs, Squidoo lenses, hub pages, affiliate program links, and email capture pages, and you join all of them using those Gmail accounts. See how you're really doing your research here? Step five, the goal is simply to get all the email lists you can with you know, an email account and all the affiliate programs you can with another email account. So that's how you do your research. What media will you use to reach your intended customers? Because remember, one of the steps of the formula is where do they hang out at? The media, right? Where do you find these customers at? Where do you find your intended customers? Well, here's how you find that. You need to create yourself a list of the blogs they read, the websites they go to, the forums they go to, the most popular and respected posters on the forums, the URLs of the affiliate programs, who has the email captured pages and lists, the books they read or the books that get mentioned a lot. And you typically find that out by reading forum posts and joining Facebook groups, joining people's Twitter, seeing what they Twitter, the URLs they Twitter, the books they talk about. Because see, look, follow me. See these blogs? That's where you reach that the customers read. That's where you reach them. See these websites they go to? That's where you reach them. See these forums they go to? That's where you reach them by posting in the forum with a signature line, offering a freebie, by running banner ads on these websites or approaching them to email their list or to be your affiliate, by making posts or comments on the blogs they read and possibly buying banner ads. Also soliciting these blog writers to mail their list if they have one. So this is how you find the media that you use to reach your intended customers. Now, if you're selling offline, it's the same thing. You just got to say, how do I reach these people? What newspapers do they read? Magazines do they read? Newsletters? Whatever. How am I going to reach them? Okay, outline the sales messages your intended customers already buy from. The next element of to unlock the vault is the sales message that they buy from. Step one, get it in writing. Transcribe webinars or teleseminars. You can use eScriptionist.com or Odesk. Now, you don't have to do that, but I recommend it because then you can really tear apart a webinar, a really good selling webinar or teleseminar. And then step two, you just outline the basic sales message. The hook, they open with the story, the proof, the reason to believe, the offer, the bonuses, the guarantee, the reason for acting now, and the scarcity. Now, we have a whole module about the sales message, so don't worry if you don't understand that, because we'll have a whole module about this. I'm just giving you a big jump start here, because I know you're anxious to sink your teeth into something. Now, what you do, and you print out sales letters and stick them in a notebook, if you want, and you look for commonalities among the sales messages, right? So you find pitches that your intended customers buy from, and then you find the commonalities, the points that all those sales messages pretty much make in common. Now, I promised you to show you how to do this scientifically, all right? Here's the formula. It's called fractionalized factorials. These are called variables. Variable one is price. Variable two the X2, the variable 2 is where you find them. Variable 3 is what they buy. That's what product they buy. Variable 4 is what kind of pitch they buy from. Now, what I'm showing you here are 16 tests, 16 runs. Test 1, test 2, test 3, test 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. In other words, to try all possible combinations of two variables for each, and I'll explain that, you need 16 tests to do this scientifically, to test every single one of them. You got to try 16 tests. Now, this is only doing two options for each variable, so let me explain. Price, high price and low price. A minus one is a low price, a plus one is a high price, okay? Where you find them, X2. You only got here, you can have two variables, all right? On this test here, you only have two variables. So that could be a Google pay-per-click could be number one, and number two could be an affiliate program, or number two could be some website you run a banner ad on, right? But you only got two variables, number one and number two. Minus one is number one, plus one is number two. Number three, what they buy. Two products. Minus one is product one, plus one is product two. Pitch. Two pitches. Minus one is pitch number one, plus one is pitch number two. So the first test is test one. What is minus one price, minus two, where you find them, say that's pay-per-click. Variable three is product number one. Variable four is pitch number one. That's your ones. The next test is the plus one. So that's price. That's the high price there. This is the low price. This is the high price. And then where you find them, number one, what they buy, number one, pitch number one, and so forth. You got to do 16 possible combinations. Once you've done those 16 tests, those 16 possible combinations, boom, should have your answer. Now, folks, you don't have to do this scientifically. In other words, if you research what they're already buying, where they're buying, at the price and the pitch they're already buying from, you pretty much already have the answer. But again, we have a doctor or two on the call. Some of you just like numbers and statistics, do things more systematically. But I realize that's 16 tests. That's 16 different combinations of these variables you got to try out. That's a lot of combinations. That's where Taguchi comes in. At Taguchi, you run three levels instead of two. So you have three options. Option one, option two, option three. So three price points, three places you could find your potential customers. Forums, blogs, pay-per-click, for example. Three different products. You can test three different products they buy and three different sales pitches. Sales pitch number one, sales pitch number two, sales pitch number three. Maybe one's a long one, one's a short one, or one's something else. Or one pitch is hot button one. One pitch is hot button two, one pitch is hot button three, or three different outlines of pitches, right? It's whatever you want to do. And in this case, you can actually test using Taguchi in nine tests. Test one, test two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine tests, three variables. Well, four variables and three levels each, and you can do that in only nine tests. That's amazing right there. Now, listen, if you don't understand this, just don't get it. Never heard of Taguchi. Don't got any idea what a factorial is. Don't worry about it. Do all the other stuff that I talked about today. You know, find out who the customers are, where they're hanging out, what they're buying, just looking at what they're already buying from who and how. But if you want to be more scientific, I wanted to present this. Now, I realize I don't have time to go into all about how to do this. For those of you who maybe you had statistics and you understand statistics, or you want the more advanced scoop, or you're just in this to learn some stuff you don't know, Well, here's a free book that's absolutely completely awesome. It's called Profit Signals, and it's got absolutely astounding, eye-opening information on how to do fractionalized factorials. There it is. It's free. Normally, it sells for, I think, $40, but if you go there, you can download it for free. Now, again, if you're new, never heard of this, don't get it, don't worry about it. But we got a few people on the call who are either had a background in statistics, they're a doctor, or they want to do stuff scientifically. I just want to present the scientific method to take the four things in from our combination, the price, where to find, what they buy, and the pitch, and in only 9 stupid tests, get a really scientific answer. That's amazing. All right, if you want to know more about it, just go right there, get that book, and read it. Now, here's the main point. You've got 4 variables. That's all you got. I established that at the start of this call. If you keep trying combinations of the 4 variables, you'll hit on a winning combination if you follow the other steps I've outlined. Now, let me point something out. Today is only the basic formula. We're going to have a whole webinar about product. We're going to have a whole entire webinar about your sales pitch. Whole webinar about outsourcing. We got a whole lot of other stuff coming up. A whole entire webinar, week, module, just about your value proposition. Just about that. Which is, in and of itself is mind-blowing. Is so powerful to get a sales message that you just know is going to sell. So we got lots and lots of really great stuff coming up. Now, I promised a unique learning process based on the Toyota Learning System. This is actually based on TWI, which was used in training back in World War II. But it's a very simple 4-step but proven learning process that actually works. And this is what we're going to use. Step 1 is preparation. That's the motivation, finding out what you already learned and providing a learning environment, which I have done. The reason that I had you email me what you already learned is that's part of the preparation for me and for you. For you to think through the process of what you already learned, for me to know what you've already learned so I can present better to you. So we've already done step 1. Step 2, present the procedure. Tell, show, and illustrate step by step. Now, I've done that today. Told you, I've showed you step by step and had illustrations and screen caps. Step 3 is you do the procedure and I correct it. Then step 4 is the follow-up. Let me explain step 3 and 4. I'm going to have you email me the answers to your research for the 4 key elements that unlock the vault. I'm going to have you do the research and email me your best research and your answers to those 4 elements of the vault. I'm going to read them over, and on the next webinar, if there's anything that I need to correct to the group, so I will not be providing personal feedback. You can do that for $1,000 an hour one-on-one consulting. But I will try to correct the group if I see any commonalities that need correcting in the procedures. Okay? Step 4 of the learning process is follow-up. Now, I do have a follow-up system, but it's not part of the 6 weeks here. I do 2 webinars a month that is called my A-Team. For example, we're meeting tomorrow. A few of you are in my A-Team. And that's really where you get the follow-up in the learning process. So, here's how you're going to put together in the next 5 weeks now your 0 to 50 G's personalized blueprint. And again, that's potential 50 G's, not guaranteed 50 G's. Step 1, each week you do the assignments and send me the answers. This lets you know that I'm watching, even though I'm not giving you personal one-on-one feedback, which I'm happy to do for a G an hour or as part of my AT. Step 2, I'm going to provide the correction and feedback to you as a group, as a whole. Step 3, on week 6, you'll assemble all your steps, answers, and assignments in your master blueprint. Step 4, follow-up. If you join my A-Team, we'll do that. Now, everyone listen up because you're going to need your assignment. Okay? Now, Here's your assignment. Now, if you can't do all of these, do at least three of these. All right, at least three of these. I'm going to ask you in a second to commit to do three of them. I would recommend and suggest you do all of these, but I need you to do at least three of them. Want you to do the five, the research, all the research we talked about today. Find the five blogs that your intended customers read, the five forums they go to, five affiliate programs URL, the five top posters in forums, the five products that get mentioned the most in blog posts and forums and Facebook, the five most obvious hot buttons, the subject lines of the five most viewed threads in forums, five titles of freebies they opt in to receive, and five products or services sold on the back end. Now, if you can only do three of these, then get five affiliate program URLs, five products sold on the back end, and then pick one of the others. I really recommend you do as many of these as you can. And really, if you buckle down, it should take you maybe an hour or two once you start cranking on it. Okay, let me uncheck here. Everyone who will commit to doing this research, raise your hand. To doing at least three of these, and maybe more, and then I'll show you in a minute what you're going to email me, but if you'll commit to doing these, raise your hand. Again, for you, those of you watching in the future by video, commit to yourself. Because see, like, we're watching in the video, in the future, you know, we won't have the personal accountability you have here. And for those of you on the call, you don't have to commit. This is not, I don't have, you know, one-on-one or extreme accountability built in. This lets me know if I'm communicating to you, and it lets me know if you're really getting the value of what I'm saying. Because if you're not, if you don't commit to this right now, then it really makes me wonder, you know, if I'm communicating clearly or not. All right. Now, I suggest that you do this assignment and at least three of these things. But let me show you, but you don't need to email me these unless you can email me if you want to. But let me show you what I do need you to email me. All right. I want you to take that data from that research and the research we've talked about today, boil it down to the four numbers that you need to dial in to unlock your safe. And I really, 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 really encourage you to email that to roundtable1978@gmail.com. That is roundtable1978@gmail.com. Now, if you're watching this video in the future, yes, you can email it there. I won't provide personal feedback, but that psychologically shows you you're serious about taking action on this. And you're not just watching it going, oh, that's interesting or that's cute or, oh, wow, that factorial thing, that's something new. I didn't know that. This shows me you're really serious about unlocking this combination. Now, over the in the future weeks, we're going to drill down into this combination really in depth because it's the secret to finding new customers, and that's the basis of everything, everything. You can't scale up until you do it. People that get in business and go out of business, people that make some money and stop making money, people that quit the business, people that never make money, it's all because they never found the combination of the four variables, the four numbers. The four things. All right, so here it is. Here's what we've covered today. How to find out what they buy, where to find these intended customers, the price point, and how they're sold. Now, what I'm asking you to do and to commit to do, and again, in the future, if you're listening to the video, commit psychologically to yourself. I'm asking you to take this by faith, even if maybe even whether you see the value 100% or whether you don't. I've been doing this business since 1998 and before. So I know a little bit about what I'm doing here. Take me at my word and do your research. Find out what people are buying, the blogs they read, forums they go to, websites they go to, where you find these people, the keywords that they search for in Google, The price point of the front end, the price point on the back end, the repeat business products, membership products, recurring billing. And then the sales message, how they're sold. At least the basics of that, at least getting started on it. So I'm asking you to email me the answers, because this is your vault. This is the formula that unlocks the vault. I'm asking you to email me the answers to these four things, right? To this, let me see if I can get my pen here. To this, what they buy, where you're going to find them, where they hang out at, the forums, blogs, everything about where they hang out, the keywords they search in Google, the price point front end and back end, and the basic hot buttons, sales message, how they're sold. And are they sold? Webinar, teleseminar, sales letters? How are these people sold? You got to know that. Are they, you know, are people successfully selling them big tickets on the back end by webinars, teleseminars, or whatever? Direct mail? In person? How are they being sold? You got to know the answers to this. All right. Let me get back to my, all right. Now, I want you to take that formula, those four things, and email it before next week to roundtable1978@gmail.com. Now, finally, if you will commit to doing the research and emailing me the answers to those four things, go ahead and raise your hand one last time. It's really not so much for me as it is for you. If you psychologically commit, you'll do it. If you don't psychologically commit now, what are the chances you're going to do it if you're not willing to psychologically commit? All right. So not everyone, but some of you are committing. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. I see that hand. I see that hand. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. I see those hands. Now, I want you now to go to your question little thing and tell me what you learned today. And the reason I want you to tell me what you got out of today, what you learned, the insight that you had, because by articulating it, it helps you. When you articulate it, it also helps other people. So just email me, send me on the question thing. You should have a little question thing where you can send your response here. All right. Now, we do have some questions here. I'm going to answer a few questions and send me on the question thing what you've learned today. All right, so let's see here. So some sales means that I'm missing an element in my basic formula. Yeah, Lisa asked that question. Yes, Lisa, if you're just getting some sales, but you're really not rocking, you haven't fully dialed in your formula for getting new customers. No. You've got to have one formula for getting new customers. One, you don't need 10 formulas for getting new customers. I showed you 13 examples of just one basic or two, you know, or one or two variations of basic formulas dialed in. Most of those are million or multi-million dollar businesses. You got to start with one formula that you can dial in and crank it up to get new customers. Now, yeah, once you get that basic formula, you got to start cranking it up some. If it's pay-per-click ads, you run them more. If it's affiliates, you get more of them, recruit more of them, et cetera. Hopefully, we'll be able to review these steps. Yes, you will be getting these PowerPoints and the video. Mike, you'll be getting the video. And I'm going to give you the PowerPoints. Are these slides immediately available? No. But I should get them up tomorrow. The reason tonight is I will be exhausted after this webinar. It takes a lot of psychological energy to present this, and but I should have them up tomorrow for you. How do we raise our hands, Troy? You should have a little hand thing there on your interface where you could raise it. As far as the being 15 minutes late, you'll get the video so you can watch the first 15 minutes. Will the webinar will be available By Monday, I can't promise it for certain tomorrow, but by Monday it should be up. I'm going to try tomorrow, but I don't want to promise it because we got so many things going on tomorrow that it's crazy. But yeah, we will get the video up. Says, I only need to find the answers to those four things in order to have a successful internet business. The way I would answer that, Mike, is these maybe aren't the only four things you have, but these are the four essential things. I mean, obviously, there's some other things you got to know, like if you're going to sell people by a teleseminar, how to do a teleseminar or how to do a webinar, how to put up a blog. There's other things, but so this isn't everything. But this is the formula. These are the four elements for getting new customers that you absolutely positively must know. Where do the customers hang out? How do you find them? What price point do they buy? And what sales message do they respond to? That is the formula for getting new customers. Now, in the upcoming weeks, we're going to cover other elements. Like we're going to cover in specific how you get the traffic. We'll cover in specific product creation, the value proposition. But what you really got to focus on are getting these four numbers dialed in. And if you get those four numbers dialed in, you're going to be getting new customers and making sales. And then you're going to have a basis, a formula to ramp up. Okay, tell me what you learned today. I want to hear what you learned today. Lisa says, I learned that my products need to be faster or simpler or proven. Yes, absolutely. Okay, I want you to articulate me what you learned, not just that you learned, but it helps you learn by articulating it to yourself. And it helps other people, but it helps you to put what you learned into words. Learn where to find target audience, what they are buying for what price point, all right? How do we know that the sites we are researching really make sales? Well, here's the thing. There's a couple ways to do that. AlexaAlexa.com. And you can see traffic there at Alexa and Quantcast. I will show you here Quantcast. By the way, Profit Signals, if you go here to that website, there's where you download it right here. It's available under the Creative Commons. And here you just, I think, click the link there and you download it. Let's see here. So we need, see, you can see traffic like on Quantcast. So you can put in a URL here and you'll get a lot of data on it. Another way to know is if you see their pay-per-click ads for 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, they probably ain't running those ads because they're losing money. Typically, they only run them a week or two if they're losing money. Another great way is commissionjunction.com actually shows you like the earnings, the actual average affiliate earnings, and it's free to join here as an affiliate. So you just go here, you join as affiliate, and for hundreds and I believe thousands of products, you can get average earnings of affiliates. So that's CJ.com and ClickBank.com, which I assume you all know about. But you go here to the marketplace, pick any category like health and fitness. And this was in the quick start. But the gravity, if it has a high gravity above 50, actually, to 75, yeah, it's doing well. It's making sales. Over 100, it's killing it. It's doing really great. So those are some ways. Let's see what else we learned here. All right, let me get back to my screen. I learned about dialing in the basic formula. I did not know this approach existed. Great. I use Snagit to capture the slides. Okay, but you'll be getting the slides. No worries. If I can't find five places my target buys from, should I rethink the product? Yeah, probably. I mean, unless you got one really great place, you know. But, you know, if there aren't forums you can post in and there's not lists that you can rent, like direct mail lists, or there's not, you know, Facebook groups and other things, man, you really just wonder. It's not a target market if you can't target them. I'll answer it that way. If you can't target them and get your sales message to them, it's not a target market. It's a basic formula that's scalable. However, you can't repeat what you don't have. Master the basic formula. That's it. Okay. Become a copycat. It's not a dirty word. We'll show you how to go beyond being a copycat next week. How to create your own dynamic value proposition. But we're starting with the basics, because a whole lot of you emailed me that you were having problems making sales. You got problems making sales because you've deviated from the four basics in the formula. You ain't dialing in the formula or you'd be making sales. I can see how these four elements apply online and offline. They really do, actually, very much so. On a personal note, I've been a pro magician for 30 years. Oh, cool. That's awesome. My grandmother traveled with a magician. She was in all the shows. Firestone the Magician traveled this part of the United States, although I can't even find any info about him on the internet. He must have not been very big, to be honest. But anyway, she was in the magic show, so it was a family heritage. I'm not like a pro. I did magic shows when I was in the seventh grade. Can you explain the Gmail accounts we need to set up? Yes, I can. I'll come back to that. I learned that my product may be difficult to sell quickly. Well, it's better to know that cheap than it is to know it expensive. That's the thing. Don't get married to a product. Get married to a process of unlocking the vault. I learned R&D stands for rob and duplicate. Well, yeah, you know, again, next week we take this to the next level, the value proposition, and I add an element of uniqueness next week. But you really got to start at a foundation. You know, be faster, be simpler, or be more proven and provide more proof and more surefire. If you'll just do that formula, yeah, you'll get off to a great start. I don't believe in, like, just blatantly copycatting, but, like, just add a little creativity to it. But you got to understand your fundamental USP, your fundamental thing, you need to be simpler, faster, or more surefire, and it's really hard to miss on that formula. Just like Yannick Silver, surefire marketing. Which one of those three is he? Jason Fladlin, fast. Robert, these are just some of my friends. Robert Plank, fast. Right? You can go through people and see, are they a simple? Are they a fast? Are they a proven? Now, that doesn't apply to everybody, but it applies to a whole lot of people. Mac computers, simple. I learned research is critical, absolutely. I got to know the four things that can't be missed. Yeah, absolutely, positively essentials. Yeah, the formula's been, basic formula's been used over at Science. Yeah, very true. I learned how to do the research and the need to commit. Yeah, you got to commit to doing it, like, if you're just on the calls and listen, hey, I'll take your money. I'll take your money. I'll let you do that. You can do that all day and all night if you want. But if you want to make money, then you got to commit and take some action to stuff. Is this applicable to a cosmetic medical clinic? It's applicable whatever. Why? Who are the customers that buy the cosmetics? What sales messages do they respond to? Via what advertising media? At what price point? And who are these intended customers? How do you reach them? What price points are they buying? What kinds of sales messages are they responding to? Applies to anything anyone is selling anywhere. How do I differentiate between finding the problems I can solve and finding the people with those problems? Well, you start with the people, the intended buyers, who do what? Who buy are known buyers on a recurring basis, big tickets, coaching, seminars, boot camps. Start there. That's why selling to investors is such a great market. What do you know about them? They got money. That's why it's a great target market. One thing you know about them, they got money. They ain't broke. SIDFA allows us to start with an intended customer. Yes, absolutely. Is there a way to determine if your product will be faster, simpler, without buying every other product out there? Let me think about that one. Well, download free trials. No, I don't know. Go into the online forums and see what people say as far as the speed of the different products or ask them. That's the best idea I can think of. Sometimes you just got to be creative and you got to be a problem solver. How do you solve a problem? Step one, define the problem. Step two, brainstorm all possible solutions you can conceivably think of. Step three, evaluate the possible options according to criteria. Step four, select an option, try it out. If it doesn't work, step five, select the next option. It's problem solving. Who else has either a burning question that you need to ask, or something to articulate that is a breakthrough in your mind today? And just by articulating, it'll help you solidify it in your own thinking, or something that you want to commit to in front of everyone else. If you have that, go ahead and post it. Oh, on the Gmails, Mike, let me answer that. Here's what I would do. Number one, I would have a Gmail where you sign up for affiliate programs, all right? I do. I have a Gmail where I signed up for all my friends, competitors, and affiliates, their affiliate programs. Number two, I'd have a Gmail where you just join everybody's mailing list. I have that. Anybody who does internet marketing that I care about, I have, actually it's a Yahoo account where all that stuff goes. Hey, I need a subject line. I just scan through there and see a subject line that grabs my attention. All of a sudden I have an instant winning subject line. Then the third Gmail you might have is find everybody who's an affiliate for other people, join their email list and see what they're promoting. So then when you contact them to be your affiliate, you've already done your research. Hey, I noticed that you promote this, this, and this. I was just noticing that this product, you don't promote one like this, but it would be a natural complement to the other things you've been promoting. By the way, I really love your emails, or I love your blog, or I love your website. You've done your research. So that's three Gmails. One to join affiliate programs, one to get on the email list of affiliates, one just to get on everybody's email list, their squeeze pages, whatever it is they're selling. You need to know who the top posters are on forums. Who are the people everyone listens to? Yeah, do you realize this? Like, let me just show you something. Okay, we're here in health and fitness. You want to create a new product? All right, let's just see here. Here's something, let me find something high gravity, 378, that's really high gravity, right? All right, now, first of all, I would go right to that URL and I'd join their affiliate program. I'd do that first. Second of all, what I would do, so I'd go there, if I was going to sell something on diet stuff, here's their affiliate program. I'd save this to my hard drive. So when I started and I'd sign up here as an affiliate, and I'd save this to my hard drive in a folder. So when I start my affiliate page, I'll have something to go by. I'd look at their marketing tools, their banners, and I would be better. See, this stuff's good. This looks pretty good, huh? And I would look, what's their USP? Is it fast? Is it simple? Or is it proven? Look, one tip, one trick. Wouldn't you say that falls in the category as simple? That means I could compete with fast or proven. Or it's hard to compete against one tip. Gee, that's tough. Anyways. Is the light bulb going on about this fast, simple, and proven? I mean, we just saw it right there, right in front of your eyes. First one I clicked on. Now, sales message. I would go here, and I get on their email list and everybody else's email list. The other list was the affiliate list. Now I get on here, right, and I get on their email list. Now I want to find out who their affiliates are. So I take the diet solution, I go to Google, and guess what? If I see articles here, there's an affiliate submitting articles. If I see a Squidoo lens down here somewhere, a hub page, there's an affiliate, see? Free press, that's a press release an affiliate probably put out. Article, that Becky's diet solution, that's probably an affiliate. These other sites here are probably affiliates, I'm guessing. One or two of these is probably an affiliate up here. I join all their email lists. Do your research. All right. All right, good. Glad that helped on that. Okay. The email address. Get back to my module one presentation here. It's roundtable1978@gmail.com. I need these four things. Your research on what they buy, where to find it, where to find the intended customers, the blogs, forums, places they hang out, keywords they search on, anything you can dig up about them. The price points they buy, front and back end, folks. Recurring billing. Are they membership sites out there? Or whatever you're selling. If you're selling offline or a cosmetic thing, what are the price points they're paying for facelifts? And what's that stuff that gets rid of the wrinkles and all of that stuff? Then how are they sold? What's the sales pitch? You know, cosmetic surgery, is it being sold via webinars, teleseminars, one-on-one, over the phone? And then what's the pitch for it? Is it the fast? Is it the simple? Is it the proven? So get these answers and email them to me. Now, in addition, if you have time, do as much of this as you can. The five blogs they read, the forums they go to, affiliate program URLs, top posters, products that are mentioned the most, hot buttons, subject lines of the most popular threads and forums, the titles of freebies that you opt in to get, the back-end products. All right, the mind can only absorb what the seat can endure. I think we've gone way long enough. So I'm going to wrap this up unless there's any final questions. Hot buttons. Hot buttons are things that want to make you buy the product, you know. Like, the hot button might be that, think of it in terms of, the best way to think of it is in terms of benefits that they emphasize about that product, you know. Like, a benefit of cosmetic surgery, you look and feel younger, you have more energy for your job, or it'll help you get more business because you'll look better, and blah, blah, blah. You know, the benefits. Really, what you're looking there is just the most obvious things in the sales pitches that cause people to buy. Because remember, one of those elements you're trying to dial in, you're trying to dial in how they're sold and the sales message they're responding to. Now, we're going to have a whole session on sales messages. But just start doing the research. Because your light should come on. I'm hoping your light comes on. All right, everyone. Thank you for being on this call. I'm going to see all of you next week, and it's going to be really great. In the meantime, y'all got a lot of stuff to do. I'm going to get as much as I can to you tomorrow. Hopefully everything. I just don't want to guarantee it because tomorrow is going to be a little crazy. So there is a chance it won't be until Monday. For those of you watching my video in the future, hey, you got it now. So you're all good to go. All right. Thank you for those of you live on the call. By the way, for those of you who could not make the webinar but are listening in, I want you to psychologically commit to the same thing and also email me, but psychologically commit to doing this. It's going to change your life. It's going to be the best 6 weeks of your life if you do this stuff. All right, everyone. I will see all of you next week. Thank you for being on today. Y'all got a lot of work to do. Go get busy. Bye for now.